Jim Saunders with the Iowa Department of Public Safety. I am the Public Information Officer for the department. I appreciate your coming here today. I know there's been a lot of outstanding questions with respect to the investigation that's been ongoing in the city of Grinnell, and we're hopeful that we can answer most of those questions today. With me standing up here this afternoon is Chief Jody Matherly with the Grinnell Police Department, and we also have Dr. Jerry McLemore from the State Medical Examiner's Office that will be available to answer some of your questions with respect to where we're at currently on this investigation. What we're going to do here is Chief's going to provide you with some very basic information about where we're at with this investigation, and then we're going to allow you an opportunity to ask just a few questions, okay? So bear with us, and with that, I'm going to turn it over to the Chief. Chief.
Thank you. Good afternoon. We're here to provide more information on the investigation of Paul Schumann Moore. As you recall, Mr. Schumann Moore was a student that was reported missing in Grinnell back in the fall of last year, and his body was found on April 16th of this year at the Grinnell Golf and Country Club. The investigation into Mr. Schumann Moore's death is nearly complete, as previously reported, and the investigation has yielded no information or evidence of foul play. All indications at this point indicate that Mr. Schumann Moore committed suicide. The official cause of death has been listed as drowning. When an investigation of this type is undertaken, investigators take the case where the evidence and the investigative information leads. In this particular case, there's absolutely no indication of evidence that Mr. Schumann Moore was the victim of a homicide. Rather, all indications are that he was a talented, well-liked, yet troubled young man who took his own life. Now, I want to share a little information about part of the investigation that's already been out there, and that's the issue of whether he was had bindings or not around his hands and feet. Mr. Schumann Moore had his legs and hands wrapped in duct tape. They were loosely wrapped. It was something that was discovered at the time that his body was recovered in the pool, and it appeared from all examinations based on expertise that these were self-applied. While it's unusual, it's not completely unheard of that this could happen. It's been seen before in suicides. We do want to express our condolences to the Schumann Moore family, as well as the community of Grinnell, about the loss of this young man. Okay, any questions at all?
His family has contested time and time again that he was not despondent, and they just could not believe it. Have they contested that you found it was a suicide, or have they accepted this as Paul's mean of death?
Well, I think the Schumann Moores are in a grieving process right now, and I think that's their priority. We've been in contact with them continuously. We've kept them updated with the most accurate information that we could. They're going to have plenty of opportunity to sit down with us and answer some of those questions so that they're as comfortable with it as they can be given the circumstances. Given that, the answer is that we haven't had a real problem with them. They're good people. They've had a loss here, and they'll certainly be accessible to my investigators to answer any of those concerns.
So if he was bound in the hands and feet, how did he get in the swimming pool with a cover on?
There was a breach in the cover. We recovered a knife at the scene. There was a slit in the cover. Where somebody would have been able to fold that back and make entry. Now, this is a trampoline-type cover. It's very tight. It's against the ground. To a person that's not close to it, it would appear that it wasn't breached, but in fact there was a slice in there. It wouldn't be difficult for that to happen at all, given you have that type of an entry at the edge of a pool.
Since his death has been ruled a homicide, will the police department finally confirm that he did indeed leave behind a suicide note?
He did leave a suicide note, yes.
Was the pool not checked?
That's a good question. The area of the country club was checked on several occasions. The pool itself under the tarp was checked on at least two occasions.
It was
checked? It was. It was apparently missed. You folks have to understand, we had investigators, we had trained search parties, volunteers, fellow students, community members, airplanes, dogs. On two rounds, we had dogs that actually converge onto the country club area, including dogs that went, human remains dogs that went right near the pool. But there is a fence, it's locked. It's, simply put, it was missed, and we certainly don't place blame for anybody for that being missed. You know, it's a fact of life that, you know, things can be missed, and in fact, it appears it was.
Is it possible that he committed suicide after the pool was checked?
Our indications are that didn't occur.
Were there any drugs or anything found in the system from the autopsy of
that? That'd be something for the doctor to answer.
Checking body fluids or tissues for any kind of drugs or anything that may have impaired his reasoning or even contributed to death is a standard part of the autopsy. However, it can take weeks to get those results back. And at this point, tests have been ordered, but we have no results back yet.
Just one final comment before we break here, and I'll hand out this press release so you have it. I think it's important to note that the staff at the college there in Grinnell and the staff at the Golf and Country Club there in Grinnell were just completely cooperative. They were very helpful with this investigation. And we do understand, and we are very aware of, you know, how this has impacted the city of Grinnell and the college. But we want people to rest assured that there is absolutely no reason to believe that this is anything other than what we've reported to you today to be. And we just want people to understand that this is a tragic situation, and we understand that this was a gentleman that was very well liked, had a lot of talent, and it's hard to cope with that kind of a situation. And so we wanted to make sure that that is communicated to the folks at the college and really the community of Grinnell as a whole. So we appreciate your time.